We continue seven lines up from the bottom on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. What we've established last time is that there's this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan with regards to the Gemar Malacha for Yayin, when it becomes Chayiv in Meiser. And the Chachamim said it when wine goes into the boar, that's when it's Chayiv in Meiser, that's the Gemar Malacha. And Rabbi Akiva was more lenient and said not only when it gets into the boar, but when it also becomes to the sediments float to the top, that's when it's Chayiv in Meiser. So now and that's how Rava was able to reconcile what seemed to be a machlokas between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Maestros, and everything was resolved. But now the Gemara complicates things by continuing as follows. Vahatani Rav Zvid b'dvei Rav Oshia. Rav Zvid taught in b'masnisin dvei Rav Oshia the following idea, the following halacha. Yayin mishayered lebor v'yikbe, Rabbi Akiva omer mishayish lebechavios. So now we come on to a whole new understanding about the Gemar Malacha for Yayin with regards to Meiser. When is the Gemar Malacha of wine? So according to the Rabbanan, it's when it goes into the pit and afterwards the sediment develops on top of the pit. But initially before was Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Now they're quoting it as the Rabbanan's opinion. And what's Rabbi Akiva's opinion? Mishayishle bechavios. What is Mishayishle bechavios? So the way that it is understood by Rabbeinu Chananel says it clearer than Rashi, but it's basically the same thing. When you draw from the pit and you put it into the barrels, and then it, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, once it develops the sediment on top of the pit, and then you take it out and draw it and put it into the barrels, that's the point where it becomes chayev in Meiser. But that would then have impact on our halacha with regards to our Mishnah about Yayin Nesach, because this is all Gemar Malacha for Yayin and Meiser. So we have to understand, just with it in terms of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan's dispute, this teaching from Rav Oshia shows that Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan's opinion are different than what was stated earlier. So the Gemara says as follows, Tirtanami lach kamaisa hachi. You know how you should understand that earlier Mishnah? Read it as follows. Yain mishayere lebor v'yikbe, Rabbi Akiva omer mishayishle v'chavios. So it was a mistake. We have to amend the earlier Mishnah, how we read it. And it's really Rabbi Akiva who is still more lenient, but Rabbi Akiva is focusing on when it gets into the barrel, and the Rabbanan are focusing on not only that it goes into the pit, but also the sediments float to the top and it gets crusted in that area. But what happens now? What happens is that our Mishnah is a different opinion than the other two. Ve'elamas nisin diktani eino osa yayin nesach hachiebre labor. Lema Talasa Tanahi. It sounds like our Mishnah is a third opinion, because our Mishnah says when does it become Yayin Nesach? When can it become Yayin Nesach? It's when it gets into the pit. It doesn't mention anything about the sediment, doesn't mention about the barrels. So that seems to be a third opinion. Rava initially, the first time we dealt with this issue, Rava said that this opinion of our Mishnah is consistent with the opinion of the Rabbanan with regards to Maestros. But now that we've amended the Rabbanan's opinion in Maestros, we didn't amend the opinion in our Mishnah. So how do we resolve this? Is it possible that there are three Tanoim with regards to this ideal of when is the Gemar Malacha for Yain regarding Maestros? So the Gemara says, no, there's only two. Well, if there are only two, then why is our opinion by Yain Nesach more strict than the other two opinions with regards to Chiyav Yayin, the Gemara Malach of Yayin for Meiser? So the Gemara answers, Shaini Yayin Nesach, Dachmira Birabanan. With regards to Yayin Nesach, the Rabbanan were more strict. And therefore, even though the Rabbanan in general hold that with regards to the Gemara Malach for Yayin, it's when the wine goes into the pit and then it crusts. But with regards to Yayin Nesach, we're going to take it a step further, be more strict, and say Yayin Nesach can develop once it's already in the pit. But now we have to go back and say, hold on a second, what about Rava? Rava initially, this contradiction was initially brought to Rava, and Rava resolved the contradiction, but at that point, He says as follows: Ulurava de lo shiny lay, but according to Rava, who didn't make this distinction, Rava said that our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Akiva has a different opinion, but we've already established that it can't be, that the Rabbanan's opinion now is different than our Mishnah, because the Rabbanan's opinion really is that when it gets into the pit and the crust develops, our Mishnah doesn't say that. Well, what's Rava going to do? Rava didn't have an opportunity to explain himself. He said they were exactly the same, but now that we've established that they're not the same, what do we do with Rava? So the Gemara says, according to Rava's approach, we're forced to say that there are three opinions, and therefore he can't say that we're more strict with regards to Yayin Nesach, because he was insistent that this opinion was the Rabbanan's opinion. It is true that it is a Rabbanan's opinion, just not the Rabbanan opinion that he reported. And therefore, we're stuck saying that according to Rava, there are three opinions. According to Rav Oshia, there are two opinions, and the opinion in our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan's opinion with regards to Yayin Nesach, but he was just a little strict, and that's why the threshold for when the wine can become Menasech is once it gets into the pit, not, you don't have to wait until the crust develops.